While both Patriots and pyrotechnicians rejoice for the upcoming July 4th and Pioneer Day holidays, state authorities are wary of the dangers posed by the use of fireworks during a summer with remarkable fire danger.
I don't know whether we'll have an all-out ban. I have no plans for an all-out ban right now. But there may be a restriction as far as where you can have fireworks.
That was Governor Gary Herbert at a recent press conference. He is encouraging local and state government to collaborate on safety.
Generally, that comes with our Department of Natural Resources that have statewide authority on fire and what can happen, particularly in our public lands. So it'll be probably a collaborative effort between the state, our Department of Natural Resources, and our local community government as far as what restrictions we put in place.
In Utah, there are currently 7 active large wildland fires, including the largest in the nation, the Bryan Head Fire, now spanning 43,000 acres. As of last week, many counties have put forth fire restrictions. Jason Curry, with the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, says abnormal conditions have made this year near explosive.
We've definitely experienced more fire activity this year than we have in the past few. The biggest factor is the abundance of grass that we got out of our wet spring and the conditions that we've had and the weather we've had. It's been explosive in terms of fire activity. We've responded accordingly with more restrictions this year than we've had in the past few years.
Fire danger can vary place to place. Curry warns that, even if you're not launching fireworks, to exercise some caution.
There are a lot of different ways to start fire. While you're out camping, recreating, or even working, you can ignite dry grass. It only takes 451 degrees to ignite this tender dry cheatgrass and native grass that's out there. Of the wildfires that we've seen so far this month, I'd say more than half of them have been preventable.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.